Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
SEC Sixth Man of the Year Award winner.
No, David, the poked away.
Notice, freaky athletic.
J.D. Notek.
Preseason SEC All-First Teamer.
That was intercepted by Notek. Trying to gather.
And a do-it-all hog baller.
Talk about a heat check. That was fun.
It's time to talk to Razorback guard J.D. Notek, presented by Allstate Insurance with Agent Matt Black, Arkansas's largest Allstate agency with a dedicated claims specialist on staff. Matt Black with Allstate is here for your home, auto, RV, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Are you in good hands? Now, let's talk to Razorback basketball player J.D. Notek.
Good morning, J.D. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm good.
Welcome to Little Rock and happy holidays.
Holidays to you.
Yeah, JD, we obviously had a tough game against Oklahoma. It's really amazing. The score, I don't think, was indicative of the final score, at least, of how close the game was. I think you guys cut it to 3 with 9 minutes to go, and then next thing you know, you look up and it's 88-66. You guys struggled shooting the ball. As somebody who loves to shoot, is it frustrating when you know you guys just are not knocking down threes and your overall shooting percentage? I think you guys shot 34% from the field and only 7 of 24 from threes. Talk about the frustration there during the game when those shots aren't dropping.
It's a little frustrating, but we just got to find different ways to impact the game and just make something happen.
Is it one of those things as a shooter, which you are, do you just keep throwing?
You just got to keep shooting? Is that what you're doing?
You just keep throwing them up there even though you're missing? That's just the mentality.
We just got to find good shots and just play within our offense and get the shot that we know is a good one, and then we live with the result.
Devo Davis had a good game at 26 points. Jalen, not so much. Is that a deal too? As you're going through the process, and you look around and say, "Hey, listen, we got to get Jalen more involved," or, you know, how does that work throughout the game? Do you look around and do you notice that he's not getting the touches or the points, or say, "Hey, man, we got to get the ball to Jalen"?
Yeah, for sure. Like Jalen Williams, he's our quarterback, so we definitely need to get him more touches because he's gonna find everybody else.
You had your coach. You had your coach thrown out, Coach Musselman, there towards the end of the game. I think it was 3 minutes left. Is that something you guys, you know, hey, we respect Coach for fighting for us, or you know, is that just sort of part of what he does? What was sort of your reaction to his ejection there?
Just a couple bad calls, and I mean, the rest they missed a few, but I feel like he just tried to give us a little spark.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, after the fact.
What kind of, you know, I couldn't tell on the game. What was the crowd pretty evenly split, JD?
I think we probably had more fans in there, honestly.
Wow. I couldn't tell. I knew we had a big crowd over there, but you know, you guys were, you know, undefeated going in there. You drop like, you know, 10 or 12 spots in the polls. What's the mentality now when you know you're riding high undefeated, then you have a loss like that, and you drop down to 24 or 25? What's the mentality of the team this week and going forward?
That just keep on fighting. We know we ain't play well at Oklahoma, so we just want to try to come back on this next game and just bounce back and just play.
What's practice like after a game like that, JD? What are you doing? Are you working on something different when you talk about whether you're in a slump or anything like that? What are you guys working on since that Oklahoma game?
Just trying to move the ball, let everybody touch it, and just get a feel for, our teammates and where they want their shots at, and just our spacing, because our spacing ain't been too good, so we just trying to implement our spacing.
We're visiting with JD thanks to Allstate Insurance with agent Matt Black. You know, I think you guys had a game like this last year. I can't recall exactly what part of the season where, you know, you didn't play well. I think Coach made you wear, heavy vest to practice the next week. Yeah. So I know you guys aren't panicking, right? You know, this is just part of the season. So it's a long time. You guys are still trying to find that chemistry. And at this point, it's not a big deal. You hate to lose by 22, but it's still early in the season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We didn't want to lose by 22, but, like, we had some yes. good moments in that game, and we just want to keep building on those.
Yeah.
Is there, JD, is there a group of guys out there when you're on the field, is there a group of guys that you gel better with than with someone else, or do you have a partner out there that when you know you've got somebody that you can work in tandem with?
I'll probably say, like, Jalen and Devo. Like, those are two guys that really that play the most, and we played together last year the most, and Connor. So, like, I feel like we got all four got that chemistry. So when we all out there, like, I feel like we know each other game. We know what each other like to do. So I feel like I gel with them guys pretty well.
Okay.
Now, of course, you come down to Little Rock, North Little Rock, rather, to play Hofstra, and I think Coach has talked about the environments down there, and I guess this will be your first trip to North Little Rock. What are you expecting crowd-wise, and what are you expecting against Hofstra?
Hofstra, they're a good team. They got one of the former Razorbacks in Bebe. So they're going to come in and play hard, and we just got to match their intensity. They're a good three-point shooting team, too, so we got to make some shots, and we got to defend the three-point line a little better than what we've been doing. So,
well, you know the crowd's going to be there.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be. It'll be a sellout. Probably, yeah. What is it, 15,000 people somewhere in there. It will be loud. Of course, the ladies play earlier in the day. Right. You sort of enjoy, you know, last week was a neutral site. This week is sort of a neutral site. You enjoy playing those kind of games, JD?
Yeah, just being in a different arena.
Yeah.
It's just fun to play in those.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, how long do you need to be? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
JD, how long when you come down to a new arena like this or a neutral site like that, how long do you need to work out in that gym or on that floor to feel good about it? Because obviously on your home floor, you're able to shoot from wherever with a blindfold on. How long does it take you to adjust, not only to whether it be a neutral site or an opponent's floor, to find you a sweet spot?
I probably have to have a good little workout in there just to get the feel for the rims and just to see, like, what spots, like, I like. So I'll say just a little shooting workout or something.
Yeah, both ends, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
I have a funny feeling that JD is going to, you know, I think I was looking at your numbers last week, 3 of 14 versus Oklahoma, 2 of 7 from 3. Something tells me JD is going to have a strong game this week. And like you said, when you guys aren't shooting well from the perimeter, you've got some guys that can take it to the basket. And those are the guys you got to get involved. But something tells me JD may have a great game on Saturday.
Come on.
What do
you say, JD?
Oh, yeah. It's
you got something to prove?
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I'll be there with my daughter, so be looking for me.
Yeah, it's a Christmas tradition for a lot of people down here is going to that game because here in Central Arkansas, that's the only opportunity to see you down
some
here.
So
it'll be a great crowd. And JD, we know you guys are going to bounce back and look forward to talking to you next week about the win.
Absolutely.
Please.
And play up to the crowd, JD. Play up to the crowd. Let us see you, man. Let it make sure that you tell the crowd, we need you, man.
Yeah.
Because I'll do my part.
Thanks, JD. Appreciate it, buddy.
Look forward to seeing you.
Thank y'all.
Thanks, right, JD. Buddy.
Have a good day.
Go Hawks. Thank you to Matt Black.